Welcome back into Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Pascal along with Wells Guthrie. Hoping everybody out there is having a terrific, terrific Thursday. Well, it is always a pleasure to welcome back into Press Row Rusty Wright, the head coach of the UTC Mocs. Of course, the Mocs played just one game this past fall, should have taken down, questionable call there, Western Kentucky, and of course getting ready for a unique, unprecedented spring football season in the Southern Conference. Rusty, how are you today?
I'm good, guys.
I guess I didn't realize this would be kind of a newsy day, but obviously this afternoon reports that Bryce Nunley entered the transfer portal. I mean, this is just such a unique situation for everybody. We know that, I guess like 3 weeks before the fall season started, Georgia lost their starting quarterback, Jamie Newman, opting out. I mean, there have been decisions left and right for people, you know, weighing their futures and deciding whether a season is worth it or not. What can you talk about on Bryce's situation?
Well, every individual is different. Every situation is different. You know, those guys now have an option of what they want to do with their future, and they're making business decisions, so they think. And that's good. I think it's great. They have an outlet and a venue they can go to now instead of back in the old days where they had to just say, I'm leaving, and didn't know, and those kind of things. But it's it's a different time. There's a lot of strain. There's a lot of strain on the system a bunch of different ways right now. And nobody's got good answers for it, but it's no different than a young man getting hurt, graduating, or anything else. I mean, technically, Bryce should have been done with us last fall, you know, and he wouldn't be here now. So, I mean, that's just how we have to go about it. We wish him nothing but the best. That's what he wants to do, and we're going to move on.
How different, because I had this question for you, but I'm going to move it up on the list here. But, Rusty, how different is your roster right now compared to the group you took up to Western Kentucky?
It's pretty close to the same. We've been okay with that. Added a couple of mid-year guys that I think can help us on down the road. But it's pretty close besides probably besides Bryce today. I mean, everybody's pretty healthy. Everybody's in. We're not in the best shape of as you can imagine, just getting back and getting started, getting ready to play three quarters of a season with about 2 weeks worth of work before you're supposed to start fall or whatever camp this is called. So that's the thing. Is everybody's pretty much here that was here when we were at Western. So that's knock on wood. That's been okay, and that's just the way of the world. Roster management is a huge deal. And that was the one thing that, you know, you can't ever prepare yourself for sitting in this chair, and it's constantly moving and evolving and changing. And you get guys signed and you get guys here, and then, you know, this spot may be better for him. So that changes how you have to recruit to the next spot, you know, that you signed him for. It's just been different. You just got to adjust with it and deal with it. Transfer portal's here to stay for a while. So, you know, good thing about it is, it's been good to us. We've taken good kids and got guys that could help us. Right now, I think there's about 2,500 active kids in it. So, you know, if we can't find a high school kid we like that we want, going to be around here 4 years, we'll figure out a way to make the rest of it work.
You're listening to Rusty Wright, UTC football coach, here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. And obviously when COVID hit, I remember talking to you several times. Probably the wildest, if I said what's the wildest moment you've had since the outbreak, I mean, the fact that you had the COVID outbreak and then you had to deal with the tornadoes that came through, that was kind of a wild time for you. But just kind of the weirdness level as this spring season approaches, how strange does it seem? I mean, normally we're talking about the AAF or the XFL in the spring, and now we're talking about UTC football.
Yeah, it is. It's completely different. I mean, I see all these pictures of people practicing, you know, anywhere from Clarksville, Tennessee to Murray, Kentucky, all the way up to Illinois and on up the East Coast and out West, and there's snow everywhere, and guys are trying to practice on fields, you know. I mean, that's, that just absolutely blows my mind. It was cold enough in Chattanooga for me this morning. So, you know, that's the thing. But it's definitely different, you know. We got to make sure we're doing what's right and just trying to take care of these kids the best we can to get them prepared for three quarters of a football season and then getting them back and trying to be relatively healthy coming into the fall. So it's strange. There's nothing normal. We hadn't been through anything normal since last March. So maybe once we get to March, things will get back normal somehow, some way. I don't know. So we'll see.
All right. You know, you've got VMI on the 20th, and I would imagine obviously starting around the 11th or 12th, you might do, you know, the old start the game week preparation. What will the practices look like before then? I mean, is there a set starting date, and how much will the start of February resemble kind of a shortened August camp?
You know, it won't be anything close to what August camp was. You can't put these young men through that twice in the same year. We got 5 days of acclimation, just like you would if you were in fall camp, and then it'll be pretty much like game week for us. We'll be a Monday in helmets, Tuesday in shoulder pad or full gear, and then Wednesday in shells, probably Thursday in shells, and Friday in helmets, and then do a little something on a Saturday. You know, that's the thing is I've beat it around a couple of different ways how to handle them and make sure we get them there and keep them safe. It's just there's no right or wrong way right now because I don't think anybody knows what it's going to look like. I can't promise you what the football's going to look like when we get out there. That's the concerning part is it'd be like me telling you to go run a marathon with about 3 days worth of work for it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, that's the thing. So I'm not sure. We'll have probably, I don't know, 16, 17 practices in instead of 25 when it's all said and done, you know, and 1, 2, 3, 4, probably 5 or 6 of those will just be in helmets. And, you know, so you worry about the tackling part of it, the blocking part of it, but, you know, just I just don't see, in my mind, I don't see any sense or any purpose in going out there and just beating them up, like, you know, to make them tougher in the dog days of summer and all that stuff, just to do it in you know, in February, getting ready to go play a game. We're going, you know, play a bunch of kids probably when we're at home, and then we go on the road. Our travel roster probably won't be but 60, so. You know, we'll have lower numbers there, so we won't play as many people, and we'll get through it the best we can.
I actually thought of you yesterday when the SEC released its schedule and UTC's playing at Kentucky on September 18th, and I'm like, oh, my goodness, what must be running through Rusty's mind as far as all the things you've got to do between now and then. I don't think you and your staff are exactly going to start breaking down the Wildcats tomorrow.
Yeah, the Wildcats are the least of my concerns right now. I promise you. I'm just trying to make sure we go over there and lift weights this afternoon, make sure that's good enough. So, yeah, but that's going to be a great venue. I've actually played a junior varsity game up there one time in 96, 97. I didn't play, but I took the JV team from here in Chattanooga up there, and we played. Chris Hatcher was actually the head coach at Samford now. He was actually the JV coach there under Hal Mummy, and we took a group of fellows up there and went and played one afternoon. So it's a great stadium to play in. I know our kids will be excited and looking forward to that. They're, you know, Coach Stoops and those guys have done a good job. And matter of fact, they got Mark Hill's assistant strength coach. He played football here for us at one time. And Corey Edmonds, the head strength coach, he was actually a strength coach here at one time. So it'll be good to see those guys again and get up there and get around that place.
Yeah, you and I could spend the next hour talking about the Mummy Hatcher coaching tree and what that's produced. Goodness gracious.
No question, right?
All right, I do want to, and you're listening to Rusty Wright, head coach of the UTC Mocs here on Press Row on ESPN 105 on The Zone. I do want to get this tough one out of the way. You obviously had a setback a few weeks ago with Chris Malone, offensive line coach, his resignation after tweeting at Stacey Abrams. I imagine that shock value, I imagine you it went through a bunch as far as anger, disappointment, shock. It's one of those things that I know you've talked to the players about being responsible on social media. Did you ever think something like that could happen to an assistant coach?
I mean, you never think that, but you never think it until it happens, but it happens. you know, and that's the thing is we talk to these guys and, you know, we're all in the room. We talk to these guys about making good decisions and respecting people and doing what's right by each other. And, you know, it's a hard lesson learned, but it's a lesson learned. And that's the biggest thing I told them when it was over with. You know, we got to learn from this. We got to grow from this. We got to learn to respect each other as people first. You know, we can have differences of opinions with everybody, but you ought to be able to respect a man's decision, whatever he says, good, bad, whatever, you know, but there's a right way and a wrong way of going about doing things. But we've got to be able to disagree with each other without, you know, just completely not respecting another person's opinion. And that's the thing is we've got to do a better job of that as people, as coaches, players, you know, and that's the thing I'm trying to get my guys to understand is if we can do that here when they get out in the real world and living and raising families, they'll make a bigger difference on everybody else than they ever will here. So that's the thing. But it was an interesting time to say the least. I don't, you know, they don't ever prepare you for that at any spot. So.
And Rusty, as we move forward here, I mean, we're living in a week in college athletics where Michigan's shut down everything for 2 weeks because that variant, that new COVID variant strain was found. Mm-hmm. A student athlete tested positive there. You think about just on your campus alone, Lamont having to postpone a couple of games this week because of his. How optimistic are you that this spring season will work out?
Depends on what day it is. I mean, that's the thing. It depends on what day you get me. We quit worrying about it by weeks or seasons, and we're just trying to get through today. And I don't know. I mean, it was going to be tough to start with. You know, we all knew that. I think the biggest thing is we just got to figure out a way to make sure we keep these young men safe and all these people on this campus safe as we can. And that's with COVID. That's with playing football. That's with doing it all. I don't know. That's a tough one because, you know, Central Connecticut State, I think there's only like 96 teams left playing football this spring. Central Connecticut State just bailed out today on the spring, and they won 11 games last year. I saw where Deion Sanders and Jackson State have paused everything down there. So, you know, it's going to be hard. I mean, it is. It's going to be hard. It'll be interesting to see how all of it goes. You know, nobody knows. That's the thing is nobody knows, and we're just kind of throwing darts at a dartboard with our eyes closed right now and seeing if something sticks.
And I wanted to close with asking you just about what's kind of going on up the road in Knoxville, and it's just kind of a general question because you've been in the profession for a while at different places, and, you know, when you think about a coaching change in late January, I mean, just knocking on the door of February, how hard is it, do you think, for Josh Heupel? Now, he does have the pipeline at UCF, and he very well may bring, you know, most of his staff may follow him. I mean, who knows? You've got an AD now, a head coach there. But just in general terms, how tough do you think it would be, especially in this era where most of your, you know, signees at that level are in bed from the December period, how tough would it be to try to assemble a staff this time of year?
Well, he's going to bring folks he knows, that's for sure. And they're probably only going to let him bring a certain amount because you got, you know, when you're in those jobs, sometimes the name you're hiring is more important than the kind of football coach he is just for the splash value. It position coaches, coordinators, everything. You know, it's a tough gig. I mean, it's a tough gig right now. It's, you know, I'm not sure Central Florida right now is not in a little better situation for sure. Then financially it may not be, but stability and all that. That's a tough one because he's going to have to bring some folks he trusts, and it's going to be a bunch of guys there. They may not be he may not be able to hire the coordinators that were there, but that's a tough one, man. I mean, because he's, you know, that's been a lot of transition since Coach Fulmer left. I mean, I looked at it the other day. Chattanooga's had less head coaches since Tennessee has since Fulmer's left. So, all you Vol fans that are upset out there, y'all come yell at me on a Saturday in the spring and see if we can turn you over into Chattanooga fans sometime. So I'll be okay with that. Y'all can yell at me and spend your money down here instead of riding up there and getting mad. So, but that's a tough one because it's just been – it's really harder on the kids than it is the coaches. Eventually, they'll get it straightened out. They just got to have some stability and leave a guy alone for a little while and let him get it figured out, especially if he's trying to do it right. And that's the thing. But it's tougher on those kids because they're seeing people come and go left and right. And, that's hard on them, and especially with everything they've been through in the last year, it's hard on them.
Rusty, great stuff. Had a bunch of topics I wanted to get to and wanted to bounce around. I appreciate you playing along, and we'll definitely want to reach out well before the 20th, before you kick things off against VMI. Rusty, we always appreciate you visiting with us here on Press Row.
Thanks, Dave. Y'all have a good one.
All righty. Rusty Wright, UTC football coach, always fun to talk with. 648-1051 is the number. Back with more. You're listening to Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.